541-585-3542. My guest on Your Town is Peter Murphy with ODOT. Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you here. And we're talking a lot about the earthquake lately, obviously.
Sure.
A huge test in Japan of the infrastructure. And you guys are always kind of planning for the worst. Tell me what you
Sure, it was a test here, too, for how to get out of Florence, for example.
Right.
Highway 126 will serve as kind of a case history or an example of what we did. And what we had done was put out a news release asking for people to stay off of the highway, except if you were evacuating from the coast. And that way you'd have two lanes available. And there were folks from ODOT who were out there putting signs out indicating, you know, do not go into Florence, you know, come away from it, that's okay. So we were able to close down a couple of lanes and have them all for the exit pattern out of Florence and the rest of the coast too. So that's the kind of approach that ODOT will take in the event that something major happens and we're all kind of talking about the Cascadia subduction zone. So we're thinking in advance of what might happen. And this was a good test to see exactly what would happen. And it worked okay.
I know in Clatsop County, that's up where, you know, Seaside and Cannon Sure. Beach, they said that it went pretty well. People didn't panic. There was a lot of traffic on the road and they did have signage out.
Yeah, it was all outbound. It was all coming back to the Portland area. You know, people did pay attention. You know, the good thing is folks got the message. I guess the earthquake happened Japan time or our time, 10 o'clock at night. So there was plenty of notice by the time the tsunami effect became apparent here in Oregon. So we were able to get word out and people paid attention to it.
There were some people at the campgrounds. Do you guys help with that, kind of getting that word out?
Well, the campground itself is a different system than ours. We'll cooperate with them because if there's, for instance, a great number of people who need to get out access onto the highway, we can help with that part of it to make sure that they can exit from the camp. But basically, word went out from a different department than ODOT.
What kind of earthquake can our roads really sustain? I mean, do you have any models?
Well, you'd have to ask some of our geotech people about that, but I know that we inspect all the time, and the more modern bridges, generally speaking, have been built to a greater ability to withstand earthquakes. I can't tell you specifically. I'm not a geologist, and I don't do hands-on. You know, but for example, we're going to be out at the end of this month checking the Crooked River Bridge, the Barber Bridge, and the Old High Bridge. We'll actually have the snooper crane out there taking a look at it. So part of our system is to get out every 2 years, in fact, to check all of our bridges. So it's kind of an ongoing plan that we have. And so it's out there. We're looking and checking and ready to go as we can. But it is something that we do need to think of as a society, because in the event that our bridges go down, we do have a problem. We've got a lot of bridges around Oregon, and so we do need to pay close attention to what happens with them.
Especially in Portland. I mean, isn't that one of the nicknames, the City of Bridges?
Pretty much. ODOT only controls some of those bridges. Mm-hmm. And for instance, the Fremont Bridge, which people would know, is ours. And the irony that I've heard about it is that the bridge is in great shape. Mostly the earthquakes that we'll experience will not affect the bridge itself, but the on-ramps may go away. So,
oh, well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we understand and have developed kind of mental plans in the event that stuff does happen, and we're aware of it. And I know the governor has been talking about doing something to help the infrastructure as well. So ODOT does, you know, get the message, and we're out there looking.
Clearly, the valley would be hit the hardest if there was something off the coast or even in the Portland area. How might Central Oregon be impacted?
Well, in a worst-case scenario, we'd become headquarters, honestly, because we have the communication systems here at our traffic operations center that can talk to the rest of the state should the need arise. And in the event, again, that things were very serious, you know, we would have supplies come into the Redmond Airport, for example, and then from this side, ODOT would push its way through down into the valley to do whatever it could. Now, that's a worst-case scenario. The reason being is that we have the ability to move things. You know, ODOT has the trucks, the graders, and the equipment that can clear highways fairly quickly. So whether it's actually here in a worst case or just sort of a, if you will, a moderate, which, you know, I don't know what that would be, ODOT's more or less in a position to be the on-call agency to move all the highways back into condition where people can navigate and get from point A to point B. So we know that we have to do that. We're in a mental state of readiness.